another 5-Minute Mystery. Sheriff, what can I do for you?
Seems there's been some excitement out at the X-Bar Dude Ranch. One of them dude vacations at Des Sequoia.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll meet you out there in about a half an hour.
Right.
Well, here's the sheriff now. Hiya, Sheriff.
Howdy, Dan. Having some trouble out here?
Yeah, I reckon it's not going to be any too good for my business either. One of the guests up and got herself killed.
Where's the body, Dan?
Oh, right in the house here. A fella named Vaughn Calder. That's her husband. He's inside with her. Oh. Hey, it's Hardy, Mr. Calder. It's Sheriff Slade in the corner.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Hate to bother you like this, Mr. Calder. We'll just have to ask a couple of questions.
Well, go right ahead, Sheriff. I'm rather broken up, but I'll try to be of some help.
Vaughn. Vaughn, I just heard. I'm so terribly sorry. But maybe it's for the... Oh, I didn't know that.
That's all right, Nora. This is Sheriff Slade in the corner. This is Nora Bradley, gentlemen.
Any relation to you, Mr. Calder?
Why, no. We're going to be married, that's all.
Then I reckon you and your wife weren't hitting it off so well.
There's no use my hiding anything. We weren't hitting it off. She'd known about Nora and me for some time now. I'd asked her a dozen times for a divorce. She wouldn't give it to me. But I wouldn't have had anything like this happen. I didn't hate her.
How did she die, Mr. Calder?
She was bitten by a rattlesnake. You can see the little hole in her arm.
Will you take a look at the body, Coroner?
Sure.
Go on, Mr. Calder.
We were out riding this morning. We'd gotten off the horses to rest for a while. I had my back turned to her for a few moments as I tied the horses to a tree. I heard her scream. I turned around, and there was a large rattlesnake a few feet away from her, poised to strike. I saw the fang shoot out from its mouth and plunge into her arm. It was horrible.
Then what happened?
Well, we were only 10 minutes from the ranch. I got her back here as fast as I could. She was dead when I arrived.
What's your report, Coroner?
Everything's as he says, Sheriff. Small puncture in the left forearm, accompanied by large swelling of the surrounding tissue. She died of rattlesnake poison, all right.
But not by a rattlesnake.
I don't get you, Sheriff.
You've had a murder on your ranch. Vaughn Calder murdered his wife.
Have you found the clues that led the sheriff to accuse Vaughn Calder of murder? The solution in a moment, but first... Our story.
What are you trying to do? The coroner just told you she died of rattlesnake poison.
There's no doubt about that, Calder. But it weren't administered by a rattlesnake. You injected poisonous venom into your wife's arm with a hypodermic needle, then watched her die a slow, painful death. And like most people, you don't know much about snakes, Calder. That evil-looking thing that the snake shoots from its mouth is not a fang. That's just the tongue. Every snake has that, poisonous or non-poisonous. But the real fangs, and I said fangs, plural, are two long teeth in the forward part of the mouth, which are never seen. If she'd been bitten by a real rattler, she'd have two punctures instead of one.